Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Alex Cooper, filling in today for Jeffrey Davis, who is off on his Cape Cod holiday week. We are broadcasting from MTP Software, and our next guest in the studio is Sunil Kotagiri. He's the co-founder of Sekion Networks. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us what Sekion Networks does.
Sekion, so we started this company 4.5 years ago with the goal and vision of helping the enterprises to combat new age cybersecurity threats. It's not just necessarily about the cyber, you know, Fortune 500 companies, but also the Fortune 5 million companies. Those are actually the ones that are really under attack these days. They don't have the resources that are necessary to be able to really, protect themselves from the new age cybersecurity threats. So our goal is to help them really combat, against the cybersecurity threats.
Interesting. So how do you do that?
So before we started this company, we spent more than 6 months, talking to lots of enterprises. What are the biggest challenges that they are facing? So there are a few things that came out of that one. First and foremost thing is the resource constraints that they have. They are not able to find the people with the right cybersecurity skills to be able to really help them, protect themselves against the cybersecurity. That is number one. The second thing that we have seen is, the employees are becoming more and more global. So it's no longer the case where people are coming to the office and then doing their work and then leaving the office, right? You have folks working from the very unsecure, public sites, and then people actually started using the mobile phones to be able to access the systems and all that. So essentially, the employees are becoming more global. The third thing is the enterprises are starting to adopt more and more new age solutions that are present. It's no longer the case where you have your IT systems within your confines of your enterprise. Now you have the SaaS solutions like an Office 365, Google Cloud, and then Salesforce.com, and then this. So essentially, the people are, and your employees are not only accessing the systems internally, but also, accessing the global SaaS solutions. So that's the other thing. The third thing is proliferation of what we call them as Internet of Things. The things that you actually deploy across your enterprise. So the essentially things like video cameras, even the printers, and then those things have become very, very vulnerable for the cybersecurity breaches. So that was the biggest challenge that that we identified is cybersecurity skills are lacking, and then my employees are becoming more and more global, and then my enterprise systems are becoming more global, and then proliferation of the IT. So when you have so many of these things, culmination of all these things come together, it becomes very, very hard for the ITs to be able to really protect all the facets of your enterprise. And then the solutions that are currently present in the market, they are not necessarily designed to be able to really, help the organizations with all these things that are happening at the same time. And then these things were still relying on people defining the rules and then understanding what kind of a threat that they may come in and all the stuff. But if you look at it, there are so many new kinds of malware, new kinds of things that are coming up every day. And then if you are just trying to protect one by one, by defining the rules, by actually doing something, it's actually impossible to do it. So what we have, we looked at that problem statement, we realized that it's got to be done a little bit better. You got to have a different approach. So that's where we have embraced the machine learning and then AI from the day one to be able to use those things to really, really help organizations not only protect the known threats, but all the new things that are coming in, because we are able to use those machine learning algorithms to be able to really identify the anomalies that may happen, and then users, employee behavior, host behavior, and everything to detect the threats real time. So that was that. That's how we do it. And the second thing that we do is not just about detecting the threat, it's also about how do I stop them before they cause the damage. Mm-hmm. So that's the next big thing. So that's another thing that our customers that we spoke with very early on have really asked us to really deliver them is it's not just about you telling me that, hey, there is a threat here, but how do I stop it? Mm-hmm. Tell them, give them the recommendations on how to stop them. Or even if we can do it, stop them by ourselves, the system will go and then automatically stop them. So that's another thing that we do. So it's like, you know, all the way from detecting the threats, stopping the threats, eliminating, you know, a lot of resources that are skilled resources that are necessary to be able to achieve this thing.
I mean, it seems like that must be a delicate balance at the same time. I don't know how many times I'm locked out of a system that I should be able to get into.
That is correct. Yeah, so absolutely. So that's another biggest challenge that our customers are facing is like, you know, they have so many solutions that are deployed across their enterprises. One to do the network security, one to do the endpoint security, one to do my cloud security, another to do, you know, what we call them as user and entity behavioral analytics, which is basically, you know, monitoring the malicious insider's behavior to be able to identify, because 50% of the breaches that happen today are due to the malicious insider. So you have so many systems that are deployed to be able to really help. That's actually, there lies the problem itself. Each and every one of them is generating so much of data. So now, as a security analyst, I have to look at each and every one of them, really identify which one I should be focusing on, which one I should prioritize. Is it really a real threat, or you know, things like, because most of these systems lack the global, the context, so the with respect to whether this threat is real or not real.
So how do companies use your product or your service? Are you a product or a service, I guess, first of all?
Great question. So our product can be deployed in multiple ways. First of all, so one of the things that we learn from our customers is like, they don't want to have the data that is collected from their network leave their confines of their enterprise. So they are very protective of the data, because most of the data that we look at could very well be sensitive data to be able to identify the threats. So our solution is an on-premise solution. So somebody can actually deploy our solution on-premise and then use our solution used by their security and the security analysts and security teams. So that's one option. The second thing that we have been noticing in the last two and a half years is more and more enterprises starting to rely on the managed security service providers. So these are the ones, because not every enterprise can afford to hire the very highly skilled cybersecurity professional, because it's very, very hard to find. Actually, the statistics show that more than 3.5 million unfilled jobs will be there by 2021. So it's very difficult to find. So they realize that thing, they cannot have their own security teams. Hence, they are starting to rely on the managed services to be able to offer those things. So that's another channel. So what we are working with, we have partnered, and then we have a lot of customers as well, the managed security service provider customers, very large one of some of them. So they use our solution to offer the cybersecurity solutions to small and medium businesses, even the large enterprise as well. So we have one channel where we directly sell our software to the enterprises. We also have another channel where we sell our software to the managed security service providers, so that they can use our software to offer the cybersecurity solutions to their customers as well.
That makes sense. So here's the. Have you ever seen the TV show Mr. Robot?
Unfortunately, no. I heard about it, but
I'm wondering how realistic that is, because the managed security, cybersecurity, the threats and the breaches. I mean, they make it look like hacking is so easy.
I mean, I haven't seen it, but I have heard lots of stories, and then lots of different ways people are, cybersecurity criminals are becoming very, very sophisticated. They are actually using the machine learning and then AI to be able to find those enterprises that are more vulnerable. If you look at the statistics again, more than 50% of the breaches or attacks happen against the small and medium businesses. That is mainly because they don't have any means of protecting themselves today. They don't have the skilled resources, they don't have the processes in place. So the cybersecurity the criminals, they are just using the machine learning to identify those enterprises that are vulnerable and then attacking them. So if you don't use those kinds of techniques to protect yourself, and if you're still relying on the old techniques to be able to just look at the logs, just look at these things to be able to do it, all the things by yourself, it's you are not going to be able to really win in this cyber warfare, if you think about it.
So no one's really safe just using antivirus and anti-malware software on their personal computers.
That's no longer enough. That's no longer enough, because you cannot protect against, I mean, so you can only protect against the known things. These are the antivirus software can detect only the things that it knows about.
Yeah.
But there are, you know, almost there are in the last year alone, there are more than 100 million malware, new malware came into existence. That's almost like, you know, 350,000 new malware that are coming every day. So if you are relying on the, this antivirus software, you know, to really know about all the things that are coming every second, it's just impossible. Mm-hmm. So the only way that you can really, protect yourself against it is, it's not just like, against the known things, but also against the how I can actually detect the unknown things that are coming up. So that's, you have to use the machine learning and the AI-based things to be able to really detect the threats.
So if people want to learn more about your software and your products and services, how can they get in touch with you?
So they just visit the www.sikion.com. That's our website. So that's where you have all the information about what we offer, what kind of solutions, and then other email info@sikion.com or sales@sikion.com.
And you sell directly to end users?
Yes, that is correct.
Excellent. Well, thank you for joining us this morning. This was really scary and informative.
Thank you for inviting me. Thank you for having me here. It was wonderful to be able to share our vision and then our story, and then wonderful to be able to talk to you as well.
Thank you very much. Our guest has been Sunil Kotagiri, of the co-founder of Sekion Networks, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs. We'll be right back after these messages.